This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Draupadi Murmu greeted people on the occasion of Sikkim's statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Sikkim is blessed with sublime natural beauty manifested by snow-laden peaks, dense forests and waterfalls. She further added, people of Sikkim have made significant contributions to the country's development through sustainable lifestyle and hard work. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also greeted the people of Sikkim on the statehood day. In a social media post, PM noted that over 3 years, Sikkim has made a mark in organic farming. Mr. Modi emphasized that the government will keep working for the welfare of Sikkim in the times to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep shock at the news of the shooting at Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico. In a social media post, Mr. Modi condemned the cowardly and dastardly act and wished PM Fico a speedy recovery. He said that India stands in solidarity with the people of Slovak Republic. The Supreme Court today ruled out the Enforcement Directorate cannot arrest an accused on money laundering charges once the Special Court has taken cognizance of ED's complaint. After cognizance is taken of the offence, the ED and its officers are powerless to exercise powers under Section 19 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act to arrest the person known as accused in the complaint, the Apex Court said. The bench, headed by Justices Abhay S. Oka and Ujjwal Bhuiya, said that if the ED wants custody of an accused, then it would have to apply to the Special Court. Section 19 of the PMLA allows ED officers to arrest an individual on the basis of material imposition and reason to believe to be recorded in writing that the person is guilty. The first set of citizenship certificates after notification of Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 were issued yesterday. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla handed over citizenship certificates to 14 applicants in New Delhi. According to the Home Ministry, digitally signed certificates are being issued to many other applicants through email. The Home Secretary congratulated the applicants and highlighted salient features of the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024, which was notified on 11th March 2024. The government has placed the prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations used to treat diseases such as diabetes, heart and liver ailments. The decision was taken at the meeting of the National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority in order to ensure that the cost of essential medicines remains affordable for the public. The pharma companies have been instructed to pass on the information on the reduced price of various medicines to dealers and stockists with immediate effect. More than 75% of candidates participated on the first day of the Common University Entrance Test 2024 examination held yesterday. As per the National Testing Agency, the examination was conducted smoothly at all the locations in the country and abroad. A total of 11.4 lakh candidates were scheduled to take the exam at 2,157 centers in 379 cities on day one of the examination this year. The NTA is conducting the test in a hybrid mode spanning over 8 days, utilizing both computer-based tests and the pen and paper formats. The test provides a single window opportunity to students seeking admission in any of the central universities or other organizations including state universities deemed and private universities across the country. Rupa Bayor, hailing from Arunachal Pradesh, secured a bronze medal for India at the 8th Asian Taekwondo Pumsei Championship held in Vietnam. Representing India, Bayor showcased exceptional skill and determination throughout the competition, defeating competitors from Pakistan and Malaysia before facing a tough challenge against Korea in the semi-finals. The prestigious Asian Championship, recognized as a G4 ranking event by World Taekwondo, witnessed the intense competition among athletes from across the continent. That's all in this bulletin. Namaskar.